1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With the House considering a bill about TikTok, sources tell ABC News the company's head honcho is scheduled to be in Washington today.
Sources say the chief of the social media app could meet with members of Congress. Federal law enforcers giving a classified briefing about TikTok for House members today, say two people familiar to ABC News. House Republicans moving forward with a bill to require TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the app to an American company or face a ban.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Ariel Henry says he'll quit as acting prime minister of Haiti once a transitional presidential council is established. He leaves with street gangs in control of about 80% of the country. The World Food Kitchen International Charity announced its aid ship has set sail from Cyprus, bound for Gaza, with about 200 tons of food. It's a test of the opening of a sea corridor to supply aid to Gaza, where hunger is spreading. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another two-year college in Wisconsin is closing its doors. The University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee said Monday it will close its branch campus in Waukesha after the spring semester next year. The universities of Wisconsin blame falling enrollment, changing demographics, and budget constraints. The presidential campaign returns to Wisconsin this week. President Biden will take his message to Milwaukee Wednesday.
He's focused on preserving democracy in this country after insurrectionists stormed the Capitol and tried to overturn the free and fair election results, restore Roe versus Wade after Donald Trump appointed Supreme Court justices that overturned it, and keeping the greatest American comeback story going.
White House Communications Director Ben LaBolt speaking to ABC News. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
NFL free agency continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers making moves in free agency. They signed Raiders running back Josh Jacobs to a four-year deal worth $48 million. On defense, they added Giants safety Xavier McKinney with a four-year contract worth $68 million. The Packers saying goodbye to running back Aaron Jones and left tackle David Bakhtiari. GM Brian Gutekunst releasing a statement thanking them both for their time in Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks wrap up their West Coast trip tonight against the Kings in Sacramento. Doc Rivers was asked,
what do you think as far as being appointed in this position as the head coach of Milwaukee? What is your philosophy?
Well, the philosophy is win. Yes. I mean, that's why you jump into something like this. But it was with the right group of guys, honestly. Again, I keep using the words adults, very mature, and at a place where they all want to win. If we can get it right, which I think we will, I believe that, then we're going to be very tough to beat.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tomorrow on Busted Pencils, trending education news and Civics 101.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and breezy today, and with all of that and all the dry stuff laying around out there, we will have an elevated grassland fire risk again today, so just be careful with fire. Our high today, 68. The wind southwest, 15 to 25. Tonight, down to 39. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 64. We could see some rain tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside
hey,
now,
son,
it's 50.
How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
In the Zone.
This is the Midwest Farm Report.
From field to fork and everything in between is what the kids from Wisconsin say. It's a great way to start your day.
Boy, and I'll tell you, it is going to be a great day as far as weather is concerned. Come on in, everybody. It's a Tuesday. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yankee. So glad you're joining me. It does look like another beautiful day on the way. In fact, a little bit on the warm side. Partly cloudy skies today. 70 our expected high with winds out of the southwest, about 14 miles an hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 66. Then Thursday, the rainfall reporters get a chance to be in action. 48 our expected high with a good 78% chance of rain on Thursday. Talking weather details with our man Stu Muck. He's up in about 15 minutes. Speaking of rainfall and getting you involved in the process, remember, we're partnered up with the National Weather Service all through the month of March, trying to get more people across the state of Wisconsin to become involved as rainfall reporters. They've shared with us some of the geography in the state that really is severely underserved with boots-on-the-ground rainfall reporters. So this morning, we're asking anybody in Vernon County, Richland County, or Juneau County to please think about being a rainfall reporter. National Weather Service says in Vernon County, they've only got six bodies that are routinely sending in rainfall reports. Richland County, just two, and Juneau County, just two rainfall reporters working with the National Weather Service. It's easy to do. You do it on your own time and obviously as the weather merits. You can find out more details on how you can be involved in a boots-on-the-ground citizen science level at WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. We're watching the markets this morning with John Heinberg, market advisor for Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. And Alice in Dairyland is in March Madness, and she's using cheese as her way to express her enthusiasm. Charity Seebecker's got that story on the way.
In our world of agriculture, weather conditions rule our workday. The Midwest Farm Report and the National Weather Service are recruiting citizen scientists to help keep an eye on Mother Nature. You can help by taking real-time weather observations and alerting the National Weather Service about severe weather occurring where you are. Everyday people such as yourself play a vital role in protecting lives and property. To find out how you can become a citizen scientist, visit WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
If you're looking for a sure sign of spring, baby goats are your answer. It's kidding season on Wisconsin dairy goat farms, and that means sweet little babies and increased milk production. And it's not the only excitement that the goat dairy industry is witnessing in 2024. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. Anna Thompson-Hodgick joins us in studio. She's the vice president of the Wisconsin Dairy Goat Association, and she's one of the directors on the American Dairy Goat Association. She also frequently returns to the family dairy goat herd in Minnesota. She tells me that goat dairies are faced with an incredible opportunity. Consumer demand is high and the room for innovation is endless. Even amidst news that Wisconsin goat dairy manufacturers are making some changes. First, she talks about the positive implications of this mild weather we've been seeing.
The really mild winter has been much easier on both the goats and their keepers. There just hasn't been much snow, right? Even the mud has been a little less to deal with. I don't know if we'll be paying for this long term, right? All this warmth. But, you know, in terms of just this winter, at least, it has been really nice to not have to worry so much about those freshening and below zero weather. And when that happens, there's risk of animals getting frostbitten ears, for example, right? With this warm weather, folks have certainly been able to clean their barns more frequently, which is really a good thing for herd health and just lowering the rates of respiratory illness.
Good weather to get some spring chores done.
Exactly.
So with kidding season, then, is this when milk production kind of peaks for the dairy goat industry?
Right. And so for your commercial herds, that is when you have really the most milk. The milk prices kind of reflect that a little bit too.
Where does dairy goat milk typically go?
Yeah, so there's a number of cooperatives. There's, you know, big players in our state that we're lucky to have. Saputo is probably one of the top players in our state in terms of just the number of herds that they have on their route. And of course, Saputo is a Canadian-owned company, but they have plants, you know, both in Wisconsin and California and other portions of the United States. They're sort of the major player. We also have the Quality Dairy Goat Producers Cooperative, which includes LeClaire Creamery. And LeClaire has really grown in the past 5 to 7 years. They are up in northern Wisconsin, near Lake Winnebago, northeastern Wisconsin. With these two major companies in the state, that really does allow for obviously good competition, healthy competition and milk pricing, and it keeps a lot of herds in business as well. And so that's what we want. We want healthy competition with our producers.
On that note, Anna, Saputo did announce that it is closing its goat dairy manufacturing plants in Belmont and Lancaster. The company says the milk will be rerouted to its Reedsburg facility. What is that telling you, and how are your association members reacting to that news?
From what I've heard, just in the farmers that I know, you know, they invested so heavily in this Reedsburg plant that folks aren't really all that concerned, at least not yet. And I think, you know, demand remains fairly robust for dairy goat product, and that may not necessarily be the fancy cheese log in the gourmet grocery store, but it is things like, you know, shredded cheese for pizza making, for example. We, as the Wisconsin Dairy Goat Association, we receive inquiries all the time from grocers and from food manufacturers trying to locate a source of goat milk. To me, that demand is there. And so with the closure of those plants, that Saputo made that decision, I just believe that they're really just trying to streamline their production. They're trying to, my interpretation is they want to maximize the usefulness of this new Reedsburg plant. And by the same token, they need to be able to compete with the Quality Dairy Goat Producers Cooperative and LeClaire. And so perhaps that bit of competition has also made them think about their bottom line in that sense as well.
And you kind of said this is following trends that we're seeing not just in Wisconsin, but across the U.S. when it comes to streamlining operations and protecting a bottom line.
Right. And then also just thinking, too, about consumer preferences more broadly with regards to dairy. You know, I was doing just a little bit of research on Saputo, and, you know, they also closed a big plant in California, a dairy plant. And so they are going all in on their string cheese in California, right? And prioritizing that. And so thinking, too, about continued product innovation and thinking about how with dairy goat milk, you know, what are some additional products that can be made that would appeal to the kind of the snacking consumer? Can we make comparative product with goat milk that is a string cheese, right? Or can we think about other uses for goat milk? In Wisconsin, there's a huge demand for goat milk as pet food, for example. And again, the Wisconsin Dairy Goat Association receives inquiries all the time from producers, manufacturers that are in search of a good and steady goat milk supply. And so that is actually, I think, really exciting for our industry.
Does that mean then that the milk supply here in Wisconsin always has a place to go?
That demand has remained. And, you know, if it hadn't remained, we wouldn't have, you know, 72,000 dairy goats in our state. And again, there's just some really interesting innovation happening in our industry as well. There's a huge new creamery going in northwest Iowa, not Wisconsin, but they're going to be making goat milk gelato and goat milk ice cream. And that's really exciting to see.
How are milk prices looking for a goat milk producer?
The average price right now is from November to February is $50 per hundredweight. And then from March to October, it's $43 per hundredweight. And that, of course, follows sort of supply and demand. From March to October, you have, you know, so much more milk available. And so those producers that can milk, you know, through the winter months, they receive that premium on their milk. So, you know, that's pretty good. I think overall, it certainly is up from more recent years. And that follows really the increase in total goats in Wisconsin. The total goats in the state, according to the USDA, is 72,000. That's down just slightly from 74,000 2 years ago. But, you know, that's still incredibly robust, and that does make Wisconsin the number one state in the country for number of dairy goats.
Anna Thompson-Hodgick joining us in studio. Anna is the vice president of the Wisconsin Dairy Goat Association. She also serves as a director on the American Dairy Goat Association. She's optimistic that Wisconsin's dairy goat producers are well positioned to adapt to industry changes and also those evolving consumer preferences. In the meantime, she wishes everyone a successful kidding season. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Join Wisconsin women's basketball at the Kohl Center on January 27th at 2 p.m. to celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day, presented by Kohl's. The festivities start early with interactive kids' activities, a special halftime panel, and a 50th season lapel pin giveaway while supplies last. For more information on our National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration on January 27th and to purchase women's basketball tickets, visit UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's UWBadgers.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Radio, AM radio now being threatened by a lot of automat manufacturers that they're going to remove it, replace it with some other technology. Rod LaRue is the president of the National Farmers Union, and he says AM radio for rural areas of the countryside is essential, especially in emergency situations.
In terms of like emergency information and getting the word out, obviously that is a key part of making sure that everyone continues to have access to good information, including AM radio. So the idea of placing restrictions on that really cuts to the core of one of the themes here at the convention today, and that is if we are going to continue to have a strong democracy and continue to make sure that folks can stay informed and make sure that we have good information out there, that requires good access to information, good access to all sources, regardless of where you're at, particularly in rural America. That is critically important in a disaster, but also all times. And so AM radio access continues to be a hot issue.
Rod LaRue, president of the National Farmers Union, he said that his members were very vocal on this situation, and he encourages them to keep the conversation up and reach out to your elected officials.
That's just right. There are so many things that we can point to, whether it's access to broadband, right, or whether it's access to adequate health care facilities and so forth. You know, rural America kind of takes it on the chin in so many different ways, limiting access to information to actually help them in their communities and with their livelihoods on the farms is just really going the absolute wrong direction. We will continue to fight.
Rod LaRue, president of the National Farmers Union, he said things like broadband and AM radio and that type of communication line are incredibly critical, not just for farmers or agribusiness, but he said, stop and think about rural communities. If you want your rural community to grow as opposed to shrivel up and dry up, he said, you need to have those lines of communication. People that are moving from an urban area, a populated area where they've got access to all those tools, finding themselves limited out in rural communities, he said, that is just not healthy vibrancy to be building those rural communities. So again, the National Farmers Union Convention continues through, I believe, tomorrow out in Scottsdale, Arizona. Well, it's going to be about as warm as Arizona around Wisconsin today. Let's talk about it. Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, joining us this morning. Man, oh, man, I thought it was plenty warm yesterday for me in March. Today, about the same, huh?
Well, a little warmer, in fact, I think, in a lot of areas. I did see a couple of records yesterday. New record highs, La Crosse at 68, Milwaukee at 66. Madison only held on at 63, a little breezy yet. But today it's more likely we all start pushing up toward about 70. Let me tell you the one thing that's really important. There is a fire hazard. There is a special fire, elevated fire weather conditions for parts of western and central Wisconsin into the south as well. Not the day to burn. Don't even think about it. Drying out and becoming breezy, we are going to see some problems if there are some fires. Now, there's a cool front that is going to be trying to cross on through Wisconsin by late today and tonight. No precipitation really expected. That front drops off to our south. Low pressure by late tomorrow starts to edge up out of southern Nebraska. We'll see rain in Nebraska, even Iowa, already by later today and tonight, into Wednesday night, especially then it starts to push up into Wisconsin. Showers, could be some thunderstorms, maybe a quarter to half inch of rain as we head through Thursday. That could make a little difference. Thursday night, I should say, by Thursday, there could be a few snowflakes around parts of Wisconsin. We'll watch for them. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Are crumbling roads making your job difficult? The Agricultural Road Improvement Program is a resource that can help. Applications are now open and will close on April 5th. Help your local town or county apply for this valuable investment in local roadways by filling out the Farmer Support Form. That's now available at WFBF.com. Wisconsin Farm Bureau, the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Want to thank the rainfall reporters that got back to me yesterday about some rain that they picked up Friday and Saturday, Stu. By Alto, they had about 3/10 of an inch of rain. Then Greg from West Bend had 3/4 of an inch of rain. And Linda from Reeseville had about 5/10. That was from Friday into Saturday. You know, all of that is going to matter if we keep up with this heat.
Yeah, if we keep up with the warmth and the real lack of rainfall, let's keep our fingers crossed for Thursday that it actually does measure up nicely. Today, mostly sunny and certainly another warm day, as I expect to see a lot more 70s or 70 or very low 70s with the southwest winds 5 to 15, gusting near 30, staying breezy today. That's why that fire warning out, partly cloudy overnight, and we drop into the very upper 30s. West winds 5 to 10, becoming north late. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. still in the, call it mid-60s for a lot of folks, but east winds 5 to 10 means the lakeshore. You get along that Sheboygan County, Milwaukee County area, a lot cooler with east winds at 5 to 10. Could be a little rain Wednesday night, more likely into Thursday. Showers, low 50s, Pam. Northeast winds 5 to 15. Maybe even a few snowflakes late Thursday night, early Friday, but we dry it out to wrap up the week.
Wow. Snowflakes, I'll take the moisture any way we can get it right now.
Oh, that's right. And if it is snow, it's going to be really light and not make much of a difference, but there's that factor.
All right. Good deal. Well, we'll catch up with you tomorrow and see if the factor improves.
Sounds good.
Stu Mocker, ag meteorologist, keeping you up to date on what's happening weather-wise. And don't forget, like we said, rain or not, we're always looking forward to your conversation with us. That talk text line really works. 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 player selection draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in, goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With the House considering a bill about TikTok, sources tell ABC News the company's head honcho is scheduled to be in Washington today.
Sources say the chief of the social media app could meet with members of Congress. Federal law enforcers giving a classified briefing about TikTok for House members today, say two people familiar to ABC News. House Republicans moving forward with a bill to require TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the app to an American company or face a ban.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Ariel Henry says he'll quit as acting prime minister of Haiti once a transitional presidential council is established. He leaves with street gangs in control of about 80% of the country. The World Food Kitchen International Charity announced its aid ship has set sail from Cyprus, bound for Gaza, with about 200 tons of food. It's a test of the opening of a sea corridor to supply aid to Gaza, where hunger is spreading. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Another two-year college in Wisconsin is closing its doors. The University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee said Monday it will close its branch campus in Waukesha after the spring semester next year. The universities of Wisconsin blame falling enrollment, changing demographics, and budget constraints. The presidential campaign returns to Wisconsin this week. President Biden will take his message to Milwaukee Wednesday.
He's focused on preserving democracy in this country after insurrectionists stormed the Capitol and tried to overturn the free and fair election results, restore Roe versus Wade after Donald Trump appointed Supreme Court justices that overturned it, and keeping the greatest American comeback story going.
White House Communications Director Ben LaBolt speaking to ABC News. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
NFL free agency continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers making moves in free agency. They signed Raiders running back Josh Jacobs to a four-year deal worth $48 million. On defense, they added Giants safety Xavier McKinney with a four-year contract worth $68 million. The Packers saying goodbye to running back Aaron Jones and left tackle David Bakhtiari. GM Brian Gutekunst releasing a statement thanking them both for their time in Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks wrap up their West Coast trip tonight against the Kings in Sacramento. Doc Rivers was asked,
"What do you think as far as being appointed in this position as the head coach of Milwaukee? What is your philosophy?"
Well, the philosophy is win. Yes. I mean, that's why you jump into something like this. But it was with the right group of guys. Honestly, again, I keep using the words adults, very mature, and at a place where they all want to win. If we can get it right, which I think we will, I believe that, then we're going to be very tough to beat.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and breezy today, and with all of that and all the dry stuff laying around out there, we will have an elevated grassland fire risk again today, so just be careful with fire. Our high today, 68, the wind southwest 15 to 25. Tonight down to 39, tomorrow partly cloudy, 64. We could see some rain tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE. And on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center. WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Around 1:30 on Thursday afternoon, so.
Now back to the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Roses are red, violets are blue, and you bet she'll be talking farming with you. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, we're talking markets with John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He'll step to the microphone a little bit later this morning. Weather-wise, it looks like a beautiful day on the way. Maybe not as much sun as what we enjoyed yesterday, but still very, very above average as far as temperatures. Partly cloudy skies on the way today. 70 is our expected high. Winds out of the southwest about 14 miles an hour. Tomorrow, a few more clouds and 66. And then Thursday, a good opportunity for you rainfall reporters to get involved in the game. Rain on Thursday, 48 degrees. Now, remember, this morning we're calling out folks in Vernon, Richland, and Junos County so that they get involved with boots on the ground rainfall reporting. The National Weather Service is partnering up with the Midwest Farm Report all month long to try to encourage more citizens to become rainfall reporters. It's not difficult. You can find details at WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. Vernon County only has 6 people reporting rainfall. In Richland County, just 2. And in Juneau County, just 2 individuals. So those are the 3 key counties that we're trying to focus some attention on this morning. Again, WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. You know, we talk about the weather that we're experiencing in Wisconsin. How'd you like to be a farmer in the Texas Panhandle? That Smokehouse Creek fire is now nearly contained, but it took a toll on over 1 million acres, a lot of it farmland in the Panhandle. And that area of Texas, the Panhandle, is home to somewhere in the neighborhood of 11 million head of beef cattle. Right now, they say it's too early to know how many cattle were lost in the fire, but Texas A&M's veterinary emergency team just got back from trying to provide service in that area. They had 10 days of deployment. They visually checked more than 670 cattle and treated more than 270 animals that ranged from cattle and horses to dogs, cats, a pig, and a goat. Most of the injuries that the animals sustained, they said, were burns, hoof issues, and respiratory illness because of inhaling smoke. In fact, the cattle industry in Texas says it's going to be a while before they can really even count the number of animals that were either killed in the fire or ultimately will die because of respiratory illness. Now, this comes at a time when the U.S. beef herd as a whole is as small as it's been since before the 1950s. And obviously that Smokehouse Creek fire not helping the matter. I'll do my best to keep you posted on what's happening there. We're keeping you posted on March Madness. In Wisconsin, we think basketball. But guess what? Alice in Dairyland is thinking cheese. Charity Seebecker tells us more.
The month of March is well known for sports. It's filled with basketball games, March Madness brackets, and the fun of picking your favorite teams to go up against family and friends. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report. And 76th Allison Dairyland, Ashley Hagenow, says you can make these celebrations complete with Wisconsin dairy products.
So here in America's Dairyland, we are known for our cheeses. So much so, in fact, that we are recognized all over the world for our cheese production. But closer to home, Wisconsin produces right around 25% of the nation's supply of cheese. And our cheese production is double that of any other state in the country. And in Wisconsin, our cheese production and our recognition for our cheese is truly in part thanks to our master and licensed cheesemakers. Here in our state, we have nearly 1,200 licensed cheesemakers who produce over 600 varieties, styles, and types of cheese. And our cheeses win more awards than any other part of the world. So this month, we have a unique spin on Wisconsin cheese, and that's tying in the joys of March Madness. So during the month of March, as under our Alice in Dairyland Wisconsin Cheese campaign, we have our Wisconsin Artisan Cheese Bracket. So just like you might have your favorite sports teams, now we can determine which cheeses are our favorite as part of this cheese bracket this month. So lots of special things when it comes to celebrating Wisconsin cheese, and there are so many varieties to choose from.
So give us a little taste, not to be a pun, but give us a taste of that Wisconsin cheese, and which cheeses are going to be facing off this week?
This week, we are chatting cheese spreads and Colby Jack, which we were talking, Colby Jack is a favorite of yours. So starting with cheese spreads. Cheese spreads are blends of natural cheeses, and we mix in some other ingredients. That might be meats, fruits, vegetables, maybe some seasonings and spices. And cheese spreads can be enjoyed on crackers. I like spreading it out on a sandwich, or a really yummy recipe with cheese spreads is adding them to mac and cheese. It's all about the cheese when it comes to cheese spreads. And these are made with semi-hard or semi-soft cheeses. And you can actually craft your own cheese spreads at home. And the other cheese that we're chatting about this week is Colby Jack. So this cheese was born in the town of Colby, Wisconsin. And it's a very mild and versatile cheese. It might often be referred to as Colby Monterey Jack or even Kojak. And this cheese especially loves to be melted. So I really enjoy it on nachos, maybe over a baked potato, but you can also enjoy it all on its own. Maybe add it to a cheese board, mix it in with a salad, put it on a sandwich. You can use this cheese in so many ways. I also love melting it into a sauce or maybe a soup to add a really creamy and rich flavor to a lot of different foods. So again, those are our two cheeses this week. We have cheese spreads and Colby Jack cheese. If you would like to participate in the Wisconsin Artisan Cheese Bracket, you can head on over to our social media channels, Alice in Dairyland, specifically on Facebook and Instagram, as we will be voting with our different cheese pairings in the cheese bracket on our Facebook and Instagram stories. So we'd love to have your vote be a part of this campaign as we determine which cheese rises to the top.
And that's just this week's cheese, but what other cheeses are we going to have looking forward to face off?
We have our Elite Eight cheeses. That's where we're at right now in the bracket. So we've talked about Colby Jack and our cheese spreads. Next week, we are chatting about aged cheddar and cheese curds, definitely two Wisconsin favorites. Then looking ahead to the next few weeks, we will have Gouda and mozzarella pairing off. And lastly, we'll have Havarti and Gorgonzola. So lots of amazing cheeses that we will be highlighting. And when it comes to the fact that we have 600 varieties of cheese, it was such a challenge to narrow down our Elite Eight Wisconsin cheeses. But we feel that these cheeses really capture the essence of the state of Wisconsin and our cheese industry, because we are known for our cheeses and we love our cheese here in Wisconsin.
Once again, that was 76 Allison Dairyland, Ashley Hagenow. Be sure to follow along with her Facebook and Instagram pages to vote for your favorite cheese in the Wisconsin Artisan Bracket. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Thanks, Charity. Yeah, and I'm just looking at Allison Dairyland's Facebook page, and she says that Colby Jack beat out cheese spreads to move into one of the final four slots. Cheese curds were over aged cheddar. So this week's matchups for her Wisconsin Artisan Cheese Bracket are Havarti versus Gorgonzola and Gouda versus Mozzarella. Take a look. Alice in Dairyland on Facebook. Markets and overnight electronic trade this morning are actually pretty quiet, if not just a wee soft. Right now, we've got December corn down 2 cents at 470. November soybeans are unchanged at 1172. July wheat, that's down 3.5 right now at 557 a bushel. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped 2.75 cents to 146. 40-pound block cheese was down 2.5 at 143.5, while AA butter stood still, 280.25 per pound. The April Class 3 milk, remember, Class 3 milk's what we use for cheese, down a penny right now at $15.91. May milk closed at $16.34 a hundredweight. What's happening in the marketplace and how can we react? Risk management key, of course. Talking about it all with John Heinberg, market advisor, Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He's up next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Join Wisconsin women's basketball at the Kohl Center on January 27th at 2 p.m. to celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day, presented by Kohl's. The festivities start early with interactive kids' activities, a special halftime panel, and a 50th season lapel pin giveaway while supplies last. For more information on our National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration on January 27th and to purchase women's basketball tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tune in Tuesday to the greatest radio show ever. Devil's Advocates will preview Joe Biden's visit to Milwaukee on Wednesday. You better tune in. Devil's Advocates across the Civic Media Network.
News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Forecast for our weather. Again, Vernon, Richland, and Juneau County, you are the needy areas this morning. Go to WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org, WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org, and find out how you can help. Well, he's going to help us understand the markets this morning. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joining us live. Remember their website, TotalFarmMarketing.com. And if you want to talk to him, 800-334-9779. Talk to me about these markets, John. I just blinked for a minute and all of a sudden soybeans are starting to kind of rally on a Tuesday morning. What's going on?
Yeah, well, things come back to Friday's USDA report. You know, as much as the numbers USDA put out there were absolutely zero changes from February in terms of U.S. supplies and demand and carry out and, you know, all those things that everybody keeps watching. Sometimes you got to go look at the details. And they went into Chinese soybean demand and soybean usage, and they made adjustments based on some of the just flow of soybeans through China over the past handful of years. I actually went back to 2020, adjusted, you know, soybean meal usage, crush usage, things of that nature. That trickles into the balance sheets for the global side of it. And then on top of that, they bumped export expectations for China in terms of purchases up to 1.105 million metric tons. You know, that's a 2 million metric ton raise. So we had a market that was sitting on a near record short position in terms of the the fun selling, here comes some positive news about the number one buyer of soybeans in the world, and the market just reacted accordingly. Now, the question is, how far can we go? We still have this South American harvest coming in that keeps prices pressured. You know, U.S. beans are still expensive, but at least at this time frame, we got a little bit of a bounce here as we are poking back towards that $12 handle.
Let's talk about South America. How's their weather looking? How is the harvest coming along?
You know, that was some of the buzz in the market, at least a little bit yesterday, in terms of some price strength in corn. We're watching that weather very closely. I think I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, that maybe we could see some of these forecasts start turning a little bit hotter and drier, and that seems to be starting to occur. Forecasts for going into the end of the week, 100-degree temperatures through some of the core growing areas. Again, probably more of a corn story because the soybean crop is pretty much in harvest window here that could come into play. So we saw some money flow into that market yesterday, at least maybe keeping some strength here in the shorter term, as we don't have hardly any weather premium in this market at all. And maybe it's time to add a little bit in here, given the fact that South American production for corn was expected to be down already anyway on lack of acres, but now added maybe possible weather impacts. So it could be something at least here that gives us a little bit of a longer term view. We still got a lot of corn to work through in the front end. So again, how far can we rally with the supplies that we have? But maybe that's some reason to think about the longer term in terms of September, fall, into next year's harvest, to make sure you have some reownership if you're selling some bushels here.
So this week we've got to make decisions on crop insurance too, John. You talk about risk management. What other things do I have to keep in mind for my crop? I mean, I think there's a lot of farmers right now concerned about having enough water for their crop right here.
Yeah, that's the piece that comes into this. I'm starting to ask some of those, or getting some of those questions asked to me right now too by some of the producers. And, you know, obviously we have things here that help with price, but then you get the insurance side of it with the revenue guarantees, things of that nature. You know, first off, if you just don't have the crop because of weather, prices are down, the revenue side's not going to be there because the bushels aren't there. So you got to find a balance between using the tools that we offer in terms of price protection versus the insurance side and what's there for the revenue protection. So you just got to find that kind of medium of where you want to be in terms of your risk management strategies, and just build a nice toolbox full of tools here that can help you out. Even with prices at these levels, there's still a lot of risk out there for producers, whether it's on the weather front, price front, supply front, and we know how volatile markets can be.
Yeah. John Heinberg, market advisor, Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, along with us. Again, their website, totalfarmmarketing.com. The phone number, if you want to talk to him, 800-334-9779. If you want to email him directly, johnh@totalfarmmarketing.com. Let's touch on dairy for a moment, John. Just not a lot of signs of life lately as far as dairy is concerned. What's going on there?
Yeah, it's been a tough market. Realistically, since mid-February, we've seen milk prices drop over $2 a hundredweight and really come down off those most recent highs. We've got a combination of, we have a trend. We see cattle numbers coming down, milk production coming down, things of that nature. But the demand isn't there at this time frame, so we're still seeing supplies kind of build. Now, seasonally, we do kind of put a bit of a price floor in this area here, so we'll see if the spot can kind of hold us. But boy, we sure need that cheese demand to pick back up. With those prices where they are, it just makes me a little nervous that we may not be done yet trying to find that downside.
Yeah, the downside, like you said, it makes us nervous. We already know that dairy margin coverage is kicking in for January and February. How long do you see this happening, John?
You know, maybe the next month or so, we'll have to see how things kind of shape out. We got to see if we got a true trend in terms of that production and the cow numbers coming down, which we probably do. And that will finally start showing up here. But the problem is we pick up a little bit of production as we move into these warmer springtime months, which could be a factor.
Yeah. Do you think that we're going to see a big spring flush from, say, the Southwest, or where are we more worried?
You know, again, the weather comes into play there, too, how things are with the temperatures and where things are in this time frame. We'll still have to kind of watch. But again, you know, the tendency is we see the cattle numbers, or excuse me, the milk production increase here as, you know, things just get a little bit better with the terms of the springtime weather. So that's a concern.
What do you want folks to be doing right now when it comes to dairy? You got any other insights besides signing up for everything?
you know, keep those revenue protection programs going. The one the government offers is a very nice program, as well as tools that we offer here as well. You know, it's just still take care of value when you have it in front of you, and they're still $18 milk on the board all the way out into next year. You know, need to take care of those types of prices now and hope we're wrong and the top side's open.
Have you heard anything about cattle numbers or heifer numbers, anything this spring?
You know, at least at this time frame, you go just going off the milk production reports, we continue to see those cow numbers continue to decline. And right now, there's not a whole lot of incentive to bring some expansion back in. So, you know, we'll see some of the trends as we get a little bit further down the road. But right now, it just doesn't feel like the cattle numbers want to pick up here, which could be a plus in the longer term, at least in terms of milk flow.
Man, it is interesting. Beef numbers, dairy numbers, every four-legged beef or bovine we're looking at, thinner in numbers. Good enough, John. Appreciate the update this week. We'll catch up with you next.
Thank you. Have a great week.
All right. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joining us live on a Tuesday morning to make sure that you stay ahead of the trade when it comes to the news making the markets. Again, like we said, his website is totalfarmmarketing.com. The phone number, 800-334-9779. Or you can email him directly, john h@totalfarmmarketing.com. All right. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to find out how the auction markets are handling this springtime weather. Is it influencing attitudes and prices for land or for equipment? Ashley Hune from the Steffes Group will be stepping in. And speaking of stepping in, I'm going to be down at the Tourism Association convention in Lake Geneva tomorrow. So Stephanie Hoff will be here to keep you informed. We'll see you then.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
An ag education leader says we need to do more ag research in this country. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Iowa State University President Wendy Winterstein's speech at the 2024 USDA Ag Outlook Forum was about ag innovation, but her focus was on ag research.
We need more innovation in food and agriculture, and to achieve the innovation, we need more investment. It also requires the innovators that are hard at work every day in the USDA, at Iowa State, the land-grant university system, in our public and private partnerships, and our stakeholders.
Winterstein says we've gone decades without advancing our public commitment to ag research.
Since 1979, global population has grown over 4 billion. Research investment has flatlined. Calls for increased research investment has largely gone unanswered.
Winterstein encourages both the public and private sectors to accelerate ag research funding.
Through great scientific advancements and innovation, we can constructively adapt and continue to lead the world. We can provide the required solutions to the grand challenges that face the world every day.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Tuesday at 8 a.m. for my regular conversation with Sandy Williams. I'm Earl Ingram.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own Shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 player selection draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyric.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Start your day off on the right foot with great